they are not creative. They can't meet new ideas. But I've got something new. A weapon to attack the brain of Humanoid Central. Now that they're here, there's little time left. Either we destroy them, or they will destroy us. They're rather unpleasant methods of dealing with our enemies. They can change you, you know.
The phonograph finished the poem. The empty chairs faced each other between the silent walls. The house began to die. The bared skeleton began to cringe in the heat. The wires revealed as if a surgeon had torn the skin off. Voices screamed in every room. Then, there was silence. The film spools were burned out, the wires withered, and the circuits cracked.
Not one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And Spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone, that we were gone, that we were gone, that we were gone.
You'll see. bullets were not at all timed so much as directed against the coast trade.
Written. Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smash Blocked on Local 107.3 FM CFMH. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. Back with a new show this week, and boys, oh boys, it's a big one. We're going to get really out there. We're going to get so close inside, deep down into the DNA of things, and we're also going to go way beyond, past the outer reaches of space and time. Yes, that's right. We started the show out with three new cuts from Matana Roberts' latest LP. The newest of her Coin cycle of albums, Coin Chapter 3, River Run Thee, recorded predominantly in Montreal and released on Constellation Records. The album features Matana. This changes pace from the previous records in the Coin series, with Matana representing on a number of instruments, and in fact, on all the instruments, that is what I'm getting at, including alto sax, a number of monotrones and effects, and of course spoken word and the sound of her own voice, as well as an old upright piano, 1900s Archambault upright piano, early 1900s, that is. The album obviously features a lot more sort of sound collage and sound manipulation, and things to that effect. I'm going to give you an idea, including field recordings that she herself made. I'll give you an idea. This is part from the liner notes of the record. She writes, "Herein sits a sound panacea for what ails you, me, thee, a collection of sound meant to place time, place memory in that space beyond remembrance. This recording represents a 25-day sojourn I took through parts of the/my American South by Am, Grey Dog, Thumb, Through, Pecan Trees, Farm, Fields, Rivers Running Me, Dark Allies, Cemeteries People No Longer Visit, Curious Places Below the Mason-Dixon Line, a segment of the globe more foreign to me than any other place in the world." And she goes on. I'll let you read the liner notes, as you should grab yourselves a copy of this record. But a welcome one it is, and also a refreshing break from this larger and smaller, but nonetheless more conventional ensembles of her last few releases. So really interesting to hear some tape manipulation and audio collage kind of sounds on this. Very exciting, and a new direction for the series I've been enjoying, and a new aspect of the artist that I was previously unaware of. So the new Matana Roberts, you want to check that out. Coming up next, we're going to go back to Detroit, ladies and gents, and with a little label that came out of the ashes of Detroit, quite literally, and also out of the ashes of Motown Records. We're going to hear a number of cuts from a collection called Tribe, Message from the Tribe. These recordings range from 1972 to 76, coming out of Detroit's jazz underground. And we're starting out right now with a message from the Tribe, Vibes from the Tribe, Phil Ranelin and the Tribe on Smashed Blocked. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smash Blocked on Local 107.3 FM. We had a crazy show last week with a whole lot of very smooth, but no less sometimes sinister sounds from Pharoah Sanders in a heavy, grooving and undulating jazz vein. And in a similar but different kind of way that we have had that just now. A little more smoother than what we're normally accustomed to on this here show anyway. But there's nothing wrong with smooth. There's nothing wrong with any texture. Certain textures get presented in certain ways sometimes. And smooth is sometimes represented in, oh, well, ways that just don't really do very much for this sound operator. But in the case of those last number of cuts, though that smooth feeling is really quite exciting. Coming at you from Tribe Records, a Detroit-based label coming out of the ashes and underground surrounding Motown Records in the city's own infamous music community. Recordings between 1972 and 1977. We featured a number of cuts from this collection. I'm trying to see what... Oh, it's on... Oh, of course it's on Universal Sound. Why am I not surprised? Excellent little sort of mini box set containing quite an extensive collection of writing from the Tribe magazine that accompanied many of these releases and was part of this community of musicians and radio broadcasters and writers. It also includes a number of postcards, advertisements from the Tribe magazine for context, lots of car ads and McDonald's ads, very interesting. Just giving an idea of the culture of Detroit and especially of the culture for the city's African-American residents and creators. And we heard from that community of Detroit. Starting that set out was Phil Ranelin of the whole Tribe Records sound and scene. That was Phil Ranelin and a Tribe with a number called Vibes from the Tribe. We had Wendell Harrison after that with Tons and Tons of BS. We had a short piece from David Dura called Space 2. And lastly there, that far-reaching, out-of-sight number, Marcus Belgrave with a number called Space Odyssey. Speaking of far-reaching and outer sight, we're going to head on up to the Belle Province now and hear some different kind of groovy sounds from the city of Montreal. And this is a little more of a common kind of groove, a little more junky, a little more punky, and dare I say, one of the few true sort of antecedents of krautrock happening on our continent at this time. This is from 1968, an LP by a group called Uba. This is a song, but in two parts, connected here for your listening pleasure. Starting things off, this is Premiere Party on Smashed Blocked.
Uba, 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 U Oh, you doing? Hey, baby, what you doing? Hey, baby, what you doing? Hey, baby, what you doing? Hey, baby. Hey. Thank you.